The Tennessee Coal Ash Case. Editorial. January 2009. When the tragic coal ash spill occurred last month in eastern Tennessee, the government promised immediate action. They assured us that they'd create new national standards for disposing of coal ash. It's been a month and nothing has happened in response to this enormous environmental disaster. When coal is burned, one thing left over is an extremely fine powder called coal ash. Because coal ash is hard to capture, it's often mixed with water and stored in a collection pond. The dirt dam surrounding such a pond broke last month. When it did, it released a flood of 500 million gallons of liquid ash. This river wasn't harmless. It contained mercury, arsenic, and other sinister toxins, all known to cause birth defects. Not only did the spill destroy nearby properties, but it is feared it may also have polluted the water supply. It is not the first time that a dirt dam has failed. It is clear that the government must immediately prohibit this kind of coal ash storage. Professional environmental engineers agree that different protocols and methods of storage must be used in order to prevent further disasters. We also believe that the government needs to change the status of coal ash. While it is currently labeled a special waste, it should be labeled hazardous. It is wrong to differentiate coal ash from other hazardous materials. At the same time, companies and agencies that burn coal have responsibilities. Using safer, more effective ways to deal with coal ash may prove initially more costly. However, in the long run, they would save the millions or billions of dollars it costs to clean up after a spill. Tennessee has just experienced the largest coal ash spill in our history. As citizens, we cannot tolerate this situation any longer. We must immediately endeavor to remedy it. How many more spills will it take before our government does the right thing and puts environmental safety first?